Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is World Form Zen Fighting Champion John Chung, and you're listening to the AMAA Legends and Pioneers Radio Blog Show with Professor Gary Lee and the Sport Karate Museum Archives, protecting the history, one warrior at a time. Enjoy.
Well, hello everyone, it's me, the Wolverine, again filling in for Professor Gary Lee, but he'll be back this month, as you know. So he's doing good in his recovery. We got an awesome guest for you tonight, Mr. Alan Goldberg, super promoter of the Action Hall of Honors in Atlantic City. But as always, we'd like to go to our producer, Mr. Jesse Bowen, and we want to thank him for making the show possible and just see what all Mr. Bowen got going on. Mr. Bowen, you there, sir?
Hey, sir. How are you doing?
Doing good, sir. How about yourself?
Hey, sir, you know me, always better and better. And, yes, we do, as we're coming into our Christmas holiday, wishing everyone a happy holiday. Enjoy your family. And, you know, let's get ready. 2020, I'm calling this the year of vision. There's so many things that's happening in 2020. Really looking forward to 2020 to experience these great things that's going to be happening. And I know one of the things that we're working on and we're excited about is Steve Goldberg's event. And I know he's going to be on a call tonight, but now I just want to give a big shout out because we are creating the first martial arts history book that's centered around an event that people are actually coming to. Of course, he has the mega event. People from all around the world come to this event to celebrate with others and, you know, about their journey in the martial arts. This is such a powerful event because not only do you have the expo, but you have, you know, the other seminars and tournaments, and there's just something for everyone to do and to be a part of. And the Action Martial Arts History Book is going back in that 20-year period of time and bringing back to memory those people that were in the beginning when it was a very small event, and now it's a world-renowned event. So we're calling this the Action Martial Arts World History Book because that's what we're doing. We're not just folks in the U.S., but the book is incorporating people from around the world. So, you know, we are super, super excited about that. Now, we're going to getting ready for our event coming up in June. Ben and the Jet, we're going to be celebrating him this year. And we're also going to be celebrating Grandmaster Chuck Norris. So we are really working with mega players in the martial arts, celebrating their martial arts journey. And this is what our book is about. It's about being able to tell a story, about being able to preserve history, to preserve those times that we have events like the Action Martial Arts Hall of Honors event coming up in Atlantic City. And I am just so excited to have an opportunity to work behind the scenes and putting this book together and being able to bring it to Atlantic City and for us to host a book signing. So we're going to be having book signings that's going to be going on. We're providing a lot of services that our martial artists have never been provided before. We're actually providing them with their press release template for them to send out in their communities. We have our e-directory. They're getting that. Plus, they're getting books for their family and students. So there's a whole lot of things going on, and that doesn't even include the honor of receiving an award through the Action Martial Arts Magazine Hall of Honors, which is an extreme privilege to be able to do that. So everyone, if you have been inducted, whether you are a 2020 inductee or past inductee, remember, get us your bio. Go to our website, which is Action Martial Arts History Book. I'm sorry, Action Martial Arts History Book.com and submit your bio, your information. Remember, you do not want to miss this. It's going to be available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We already have submitted it, and got our Library of Congress number. So this book is going to be a part of the Library of Congress. I'm going to be working this year to try to get this book into as many libraries and university campuses as we can possibly do, because I think it's so important that in the Marsh Arts, this is our plateau. We're having, you know, the Olympics coming up. Karate is going to be a part of the Olympics this year. So all of this sort of moves in together. So it's just going to be a super explosive year. So if you haven't set your goals for 2020, then you need to do that, because if you don't have goals, then you don't have outcomes. And we do have goals for 2020. Sir, I'm going to turn it all the way back over to you. And like I said, it's going to be really exciting this year.
All right, sounds good, sir. Yeah, the Action Hall of Fame, Hall of Honors, one of the most awesome events that there is. I'm lucky enough to have been a part of that several years. My ex-wife has also been, you know, nominated and received an award. My daughters have received awards. So, you know, martial arts family just continuing to do things, and we got my students have received awards, so we're just continuing to grow. But before we get to talking more about that, let's talk to Professor Gary Lee, my instructor. Are you there, sir?
Aloha. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Aloha, sir.
How are you tonight, Wolverine?
I'm doing good, sir. I practiced my kata today. I you know, worked my kickboxing and my MMA stuff, and then we had jiu-jitsu class tonight, so... you know, I taught a jiu-jitsu class, and we got a bunch of new girls in, and they're really doing good. So had a big class there, so we had a good time.
Well, good. 2020 is going to be a big year, as Jesse Bowen said. And I'm really excited about 2020, not only on the book that's coming out, but also thank you, Hanshi Bus Jesse Bowen, for making me the author of the month and Memoirs of American Samurai, which will be book purchased on Amazon.com as the book of the month. And I'm really excited about next year. We're doing our summit in Greenville, South Carolina, November 6th and 7th, and September 25th and 26th in Houston. And the summit will consist of people like Dirk Churchill, Keith Vitale, Bruce Bucci, Dean Piles, Lawrence Arthur, Hanshi Bowen, Art Heller, Joe Corley, I mean, Ron Ridley. A lot of people are coming to the summit and celebrating the Sport Karate Museum. And I'll be back on the air December 31st with you, Wolverine, with Jerry Smith.
Yes, sir.
From the Platinum Magazine days. And for anybody who's interested in the museum, please call 713-483-0476, or you go to our website, www.sportkaratemuseumarchive.com. And again, Merry Christmas to everybody, and we'll see everybody the first December 31st with the Wolverine and myself with Jerry Smith.
Yes, sir. Sounds great. Sir, thank you for filling everyone in. Again, that's my instructor, Professor Gary Lee, the Keeper of the Flame, recording the history of sport karate before it was cool. You know,
one more thing
the terms,
I want to say.
Living legend. Go ahead.
One more thing, Wolverine. I want to say a big shout-out to Mr. Goldberg. This is 5 years in a row that he's been on the show, and you have a good show with him tonight, okay?
Oh, yeah, we will. Always. Always. You can't not have a good show when, you know, you're always doing good things. So that makes
for
a good show.
5 years we've been on the air, and we hope to be here on for another 5 years. So thank you, Mr. Goldberg. Thank you, Mr. Bowen. And thank you, Wolverine.
You're welcome, sir. At this time, I'd like to bring on my special guest. We had him on here before, but we're having him on here again because he has an event coming up. We're going to talk about that event and all the things that he has, because there is literally so many different things going on at the event. It would take more than one show to talk about it all, but we're going to cram it in. you know, he has done something with an awards event that no one else has been able to do. And he has, you know, when he says it's the largest, he actually means it's the largest. I mean, it's I've been there several times, several years in a row. The place is jam-packed, wall-to-wall, and things going on constantly. And people don't realize the magnitude, I don't think, of what Mr. Goldberg has to do to put on a show like this and all the behind-the-scenes things that goes on. And, you know, I want to say before I even bring him on is, you know, a lot of people will try to give him bad press because it's an awards event of this magnitude that requires a lot of funding to run it. So there are, you know, maybe prices involved, but you cannot run a scaled event of this magnitude for free. You don't go into the steakhouse and eat a free meal. You don't get free karate classes, you know, everything. And he's giving stuff for free. I mean, so much stuff for free. So people trying to give him bad press are out of their mind, just jealous because they can't rise to this level because the cream rises to the top. And that's what Mr. Goldberg has done. He is the top of the top. So, Mr. Goldberg, you there, sir?
I'm here. How you doing, guys?
All right, sir. It's cold up there.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about the cold. We try to forget about it. It's not too bad tonight, but it gets cold. My friend's got to say that Jesse really could speak. I love what his little speech before. That was great. And my friend Gary Lee, I'm so, so pleased that you're coming along and your speech is well and everything. I mean, that is the most important thing to me, that you're getting better. That's really important. And, hey, 5 years I'm here only because my heart is with you. And Wolverine, you know how I feel about you. So, you know, we see eye to eye. So there you go.
Yeah. So a little chilly weather but down here in Florida. It's a little chilly. I mean, for most Floridians, I'm a mountain boy. So, you know, I have a Jeep. It never gets a top put on it. So, you know, I ride with the top off of it year round. So, you know, not that bad. Still, you know, it's bad. My daughter said yesterday, she was like, I can't believe it's December and we got all the fans on in the karate school. I was like, yeah. So it's still pretty toasty down here. But just tell some of the ladies and gentlemen, if you want to, you can give them a little background. I mean, like we said, you've been here 5 years in a row, but that don't mean that there's some new listeners tonight that may not know who you are, if they're up-and-comers in the martial arts or just coming into the martial arts. They will know who you are if they're planning on sticking around in the martial arts and trying to be something. And if they're listening to this show, then that means they have, you know, visions of doing so. So just go ahead and recap, if you don't mind, real quick, just, you know,
sure,
when you got started and all that good stuff, so they know that not only are you having a huge event, but that you are a martial artist.
Yeah, well, I got 56 years under my belt in the martial arts, so I kind of am one of the dinosaurs, but I try not to think about that either. But this year is 2020 and our 20th year of our event. Some great news. We have just recently, about 3 months ago, put Action Martial Art Magazine back in print. And not only that, we'll be online, we're actually a hard copy now. And I took a gentleman named Jose Torres, who I've been working with for years at my tournament, and we decided, hey, listen, I want to go to the bathroom and read something. I don't want to read on a tablet or a computer. I want to hold a magazine in my hand. And I think most of the people feel that way. They really want to read a hard copy. So we're out again. We have a new issue coming out this week with Billy Blanks on the cover. We're back to our original size. We're 48 pages again. And fully slick, better than any martial art magazine on the market right now, quality-wise. So we're happy to be there.
Awesome.
Going back to our 20th year, everyone made a big deal of it last year coming up, and I just said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I mean, everyone was planning my event before I was. But
right.
I got some great supporters. You know, you talk about the haters. Who cares about the haters? They're only upset is that they can't come to my event.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what makes them mad.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I, like I said, I only invite martial artists to my event, so that's why they can't come. That's another story. But this year we're going to have – this year we actually have 7 tournaments at the event. Now, what I try to get through to people is, yes, we run a banquet at our event, which is tremendous, over 1,000 people every year. But that's not the focal point of the whole weekend. The whole weekend is the convention that we throw, which is 3 days. And the event really is a 4-day event because we have a big VIP dinner on Thursday night. So besides that, our convention has 7 tournaments, and I don't mean divisions, but 7 separate tournaments throughout the weekend. We have 50 seminars plus. We have some of the greatest celebrities in the martial art world coming, from anywhere from Bill Wallace, Cynthia Rothrock. We just had Jason Frank from the Power Rangers called me today. He's coming. Fred Williamson, Tim Witherspoon, the boxing champion, Ray Mercer, Don the Dragon, James Liu, Kari Tagawa. The list is endless, and it keeps growing every day. We're also talking to Bas Rutten right now. So we're pretty happy to line. Ron Van Cleef is coming back in, Frank Sanchez. We got a great array of people coming in. And I tell people, if you don't want to be part of the community, we understand. But we try to open the doors so people can enjoy and know what our history is. You guys with the History Museum, you know how important that is, that people need to realize that we do have a history that should be understood, at least. And my event is kind of that way. We try to do a event that people can come in and meet people that they just read about or maybe never even met or heard about. So that's the important thing, being able to give something back to the community. Yes, recently I had some, we'll call him Booby instead of his real name, made a little video of me saying, oh, I'm very happy because I paid my bills for the weekend. And he tried to knock that. And there is no supporter of what we do that wouldn't understand that if I paid my bills, I should be very happy. So it was pretty ironic and stupid from what they said. But yet, we try to do the right thing for everybody. And you know, you've been to my event, you see how much we give away and how much we do. Friday night parties, we just have seminars, are all free of charge. So we do the right thing for people.
Right, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
So I hope you're, I know you're with Curtis Leewall, he just contacted me yesterday. He'll be coming in for the weekend also.
Yeah. 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 The Guardian Angels have a lot of good stuff coming up. We're actually doing, HBO is doing a 6-part series on the Guardian Angels and the hunt for the missing.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm one of the angels that they're coming to Florida to video, and they'll be talking about that. And then our movie, The Coward, because it's about anti-bullying, which you're also associated with. Not just the movie, but the anti-bullying also. So, yeah, so we got a lot of good stuff coming up there. And that's what I say. Good martial artists do good things for people all over. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And you can tell that in, you know, all the things that they do for martial artists, whether it be, you know, and all the different areas of martial arts that, you know, areas that they're in, like the missing people, you know, bullying, things of that nature, you know. And that's what shows, you know, people's character and things like that. Who's willing to help out and push something. Like, you know, bullying in America is a huge, you know, it's a huge problem. It's a huge epidemic. And, you know, when you're sitting around minding your business and somebody starts attacking you, whether it be via the internet or anywhere else, that's still bullying. Bullying is bullying. You know, so, you know, we're just out trying to, you know, help put a stop to that. And we know we won't eradicate bullying because there's always going to be some type of bullying. But education and knowing what to do and things like that is going to do it. And there's never been a movie done quite like it's about, you know, about bullying. Because it's not your typical movie. So, you know, that helps. And not only are we doing that, but we're launching a campaign. We're going to all the schools, you know, with anti-bullying programs and things like that. So it's not just a movie, it's a movement. And, you know, that's what we're doing. And like I say, you've already got a place set up doing that. and you help with what we're doing here. So, you know, it's a big undertaking, and in the martial arts world, when you put together a team, you want to have the right team, and you know,
right.
that's the whole thing, you know, for getting things done. Yeah.
Yeah, our organization is called We're Kicking It. We're out of Jersey, and we have a location literally where it's not in the martial arts center. It's actually a center with just a positive image for teenagers and children, and we've been doing very well for the years. And even Action Martial Art Magazine, we sponsor the event. We give money to the bullying program, and people don't realize
right.
that's a very dear thing to me that I tell people. Even on my paperwork, I said, if you'd like to make a donation, please. I donate. Everyone should donate to organizations that are trying to do the right thing for children.
Right. Yeah, and like I say, you donated to the movie and stuff like that to help push it forward. And, you know, that's the thing, because people have to start thinking about the kids. And, you know, like I say, bullying is an epidemic that has crossed boundaries. It's not just a kid thing. Adults are bullied. They just try not to talk about it as much because adults don't want to act like that they could be bullied. But it happens every day across the world, not just in the United States. A lot of people try to act like bullying is just a United States thing, but it's a everywhere thing. You know, it's a world. Yeah, it is. It's a world problem. You know, and it carries over. I mean, in a sense, bullying leads to terrorism. Terrorists are no more than just bullies that are funded. It's all the same thing. It's to strike fear in people's hearts, to try to get people to feel bad about themselves, to scare people. So, you know, bullying transforms into terrorism. And the world definitely knows how much that's been going around. So, you know, it's definitely an epidemic that needs to be looked into, and that as much that can be done about it needs to be done about it, you know, that's for sure. I know you said you got different things at your event. I know that your event, you have a lot of different you know, divisions and things like that at your competition. Can you tell us just a little bit about the different things? I know that you got jiu-jitsu going on. You got all kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, we have a jiu-jitsu tournament. We have a breaking tournament, a full karate tournament. We have a group coming in, the Kyokushinkai groups, with the Sabaki Challenge. We have a armored division coming in. They're doing a whole tournament with the battle axes and all the leather, you know, we are really cool. I mean, I've seen them before.
Oh, yeah, that's...
medieval
that's fine.
Times.
Yeah, I got a lot of students that want to get into that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we have that going on. Then we have the Point MMA with Bam Johnson, Sports MMA. So,
right.
You know, we have a little for everybody. And then we have a lot of new things going on this year. We have first time ever, we're going to have a marriage at our Friday night party. We have a couple getting married at our party. We have
That's
Elvis
awesome.
Coming this year. We get an Elvis impersonator. We have the Tico drums. We have so many little things that we're putting into it just to excite the weekend. And I'll tell you truthfully, our event is not surrounded around the dinner anymore. It's surrounded around a basic convention that has all these things combined, you know? So we try to make it where people can come and have a weekend instead of just coming to a dinner and then going home.
Yeah, definitely they have something to do
Tropicana.
All day.
Yeah, yep. And when we're in the Tropicana Hotel, Atlantic City, how bad can that be?
Yeah, no, it's not bad at all. I mean, it's right there on the boardwalk. And, it's a great location, a great place. It's a beautiful place. It's a good... You know, a good not only a good event, but a good location. And
right.
like you're saying, there's things going on literally all day long for people to do if you know they want to do it. There's seminars. The seminar list is enormous with the different seminars that people can go to, participate in. You know, things of that nature. They can watch or participate, whichever one that they feel they need to do.
You know, what the amazing thing about our event, we have a full trade show with over 100 vendors. And we have approximately 30 to 35 celebrities there. But I look at it in another way, that everyone that comes in that room should be treated like a celebrity and be able to enjoy each other. And we got great people. I mean, I got Bernie Kerik from the police commissioner. Jeff Smith is there. Bill Wallace. We have Vince Pastore from The Sopranos. We have Chuck Zito there. And these are people that just want to meet people and talk to people and be involved with people. It's not a matter of being at just a convention signing autographs and making money. We have people
right.
that just want to be able to enjoy the company. And that's what we've built. We didn't build so much a banquet anymore. It's gone way over that. We built a convention with all these different parties and banquets that we do now. Matter of fact, we have a kids' banquet this year coming up, the comma, and we have a whole thing. We have about 70 kids going to that banquet. And at the end of the night, on Saturday night, we'll be combining the group of kids after that dinner. They'll be coming into the main room and just supporting what they do as youngsters. So we got some exciting things this year.
Yeah, all that sounds good. And like I say, if a lot of people hadn't witnessed the nighttime banquet, it's awesome, just the meet and greet and things of that nature. But yeah, having a wedding there, that's going to be a lot different. That's something that has not been done at most competitions. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
Hey, we got a real reverend, and we're going to have the music, the whole nine yards. It's a 10-minute routine. It's not more than that. But it's going to be just a little bit. The couple that are getting married, they're just flabbergasted. And I'm happy that I'm able to help these people to make their vows. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty awesome. I mean, and what could be better? I mean, you've already got a great party going on at your wedding already. So people are already in the celebrating mood, so they just continue to celebrate.
Sure.
That's right, the thing. Now, we know that you're also having the books this year. You're bringing
right.
back the, or you're doing the book of the different people that's been in there. So you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the book is basically a tribute to the people that have been involved with us all these years. You know, and we don't go off and want to idolize people. We just want them to be noticed, okay? Because we have such great people. I get on the phone all day, and people should know what I go through, but I get on the phone, and all day long I'm talking to people. And then all of a sudden you meet them, and you build new friendships. You build people that, you know, you would never meet before. And I could literally say that I've put the East Coast and the West Coast together in the sense that everyone knows each other now. And to me, that's a great feeling that, you know, people could enjoy themselves in a matter of national. And on top of that, we have 30 countries coming in this year from all – I have the Canary Islands just signed up today, Romania, Spain, Portugal. But you know what the nice thing about it is? These people are just anxious to meet the people here in America. And then something else very different this year, I have a prince coming in who's a martial artist, a fifth Dan, and he's a legitimate royal highness. I have a duke from the Canary Islands coming in. So we have royalty this year.
Right,
so
yeah.
That's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Let's see, Ward, you have different things that people can earn, not just besides trophies or they can get to go along with their award. Can you tell people about that? Because I know you have like coins and medallions and rings and belts
we,
and all kinds of stuff.
We cooked up with a company that literally they were a jeweler, but they didn't know like a company online that just made a coin for you and things like that. But these guys are real jewelers, and they made a couple pieces of me. They made a beautiful medallion for us out of silver or gold. And they made these custom rings with your name on it. And the medallions actually have your name in block letters, too. So, you know, this has never been done in this quality. And we still have our regular rings. But this gentleman approached me. We put them on the market with this stuff to see what happened. And, I mean, we've sold dozens of them already without even trying. Because people can go home and have something now with their name on it, too. I'm actually ordering a medallion myself because I like them so much. So they're really, really cool. And, you know, we have
right,
the basic
cool.
belts and, you know, banners and things like that. And I've gone to the point, something I've done this year because of what's happened in the martial arts, and you'll know what I'm talking about as being a little bit of an old-timer, too, that if I mention who Bruce Lee was, people, well, kids in schools today don't even know who Bruce Lee is. And I made a banner of 8-foot by 10-foot banner with 112 masters, grandmasters that had passed in the last 10 years. And
man, yeah.
We did posters, which is another give back I do, and it's for the anti-bullying program. We made these posters up. I paid for them personally, and I gave the bunch of 200 limited copies given to the charity to sell at my event. And they will keep the profit, and we're happy enough to make sure. But what I want to do on the banner is I want people to go and point to who they studied with or who their lineage is for. Because, again, like the History Museum, we don't want people to forget. And
right.
that's really something very special to me, that I feel that we need to rely on the real memories of what the martial arts was, not just what people make up in books and things like that, you know, stories or, you know, movies, really what our martial art was about. So that's why we did
right.
that. And I started off, I didn't think it would be that easy. But I didn't think it was to be as hard as it was. And we just, every time I thought I was finished, I had three names come in. Thought I was finished and two names came in. So finally I put a stop to it. We filled the banner up. Again, 112 people. And sorry enough, I have a lot of friends on there, unfortunately. But at least I can honor them. So that's what we did.
Right. And that's what it's all about. And that's what people don't realize also. And you make it special for the people coming in and it being, you know, some people it's the first time receiving an award. And I guess, are you having Michael DePasquale Jr., is he emceeing this year?
Yeah, I can't get rid of him. I guess I do. No. Only kid. Michael's my buddy. He's like my brother. And people that were at my event last year, I had hired a woman who is the fastest talking woman in the world. Okay. She has Guinness World Book record. And I brought her in and we made a little skit up and we didn't tell Michael about it, but we told him that when I came on the stage, I told Michael he was fired and that the hotel gave me a restraint that we had to finish the event in 15 minutes. So I had this lady come up on the stage and she just rattled off every name in the book. No, you couldn't understand it. She was so fast. And then Michael stood there and I go, well, you know something? Too bad the hotel. We got to have Michael back. And then we brought Michael back on stage. It was funny. And she was great. She's a comic. And the lady Fran's her name, Fran Capo. And she was phenomenal last year with that. So, you know, we try to make it fun. You know, we try to have
fun. Oh, yeah. Well, you always did good. I mean, I know one year you had the dragon dance and all mm-hmm. those performers come in. And, you know, you always have something special going on. For the people that just continues to help them, you know, or just that's impressive for people to see, you know.
Yeah, this year we brought the Tico drummers in, the Japanese drummers.
Right.
And they beat these big drums, and there's about 15 women in the troupe, and they play the drums to, you know, synchronization and stuff. Really, really cool. I just recently saw them and I hired them. So, again, people don't know, we try to make this event not about the award so much. It's about doing something for the martial art people and entertain them. Because I always say we don't do a martial art event. We do an event for martial artists to come and enjoy themselves. And you know,
right.
it's all about that. It's not, again, not about just your awards. I even tell people, you know, I got a lot of people that come. They don't even come for the awards. They just want to come to the event. So we're pretty
right.
happy
just
with that.
Right. See what all's going on. Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's the
yeah.
thing. I mean, there's a lot of people that could just come even if they didn't get an award, you know, because there's all kinds of things to do all day long, the competitions, the seminars, the trade show. I mean, you know, they can spend all day in there looking around and doing stuff. And I know that I've talked to people there before that would say the same thing. I'd be there helping Grandmaster Lewis, and people would come by, and, you know, we'd be talking to them, or are you coming to the banquet, you know, and they're like, oh, no, I'm just here for the trade show and the competitions. I mean, so there's there's, you know, in the seminars, there's, because there's so many things, you know, to do.
Well, just to mention Joe Lewis, my dear friend, we have the Joe Lewis group coming in this again this year. They have their own private room. They're going to be doing something with us, doing seminars in that room. We have the Waco team coming in. So we have so many groups that just come in and drove. And again, just to give the audience, we have a banquet. When we say we're the largest, we get over 1,000 people at our banquet. But we also get about 4,000 people at our trade show. So, again, not everyone goes to the banquet, and we charge, just to give you an interview, you come to the trade show, and we actually call it now the convention, the mega convention, it's $45 for a three-day pass, and you get everything free. I even give people coffee and cake and donuts on Friday just to get a little something in the stomach early in the day, and I pay for that out of my own pocket. But I want people to come and really enjoy themselves and say, hey, well, this is an event that's thought out, because we really do. We take our time and think about how people want to do things and, you know, make it special.
Right. And that right there shows you care. Just, I mean, people don't realize it's the little things like that really help out and, you know, let people realize, you know, that it's not just, you know, just an event. You know, and that's a lot of people don't know, because a lot of people's not been able to go, like you say. So, that's the whole thing, you know, and, you know, people that have been and have got to go and got to experience it, well, then they know. You know,
well,
it's kind of like that thing, don't knock it if you hadn't tried it, you know, so.
Right. Well, I got a statistic that I tell people that at least 60% of our room every year are people that are returning, and this is for the banquet. So they come back. They don't care about the award. They just want to be part of what we do. And to me, I'm thrilled with that, because, again, we're doing the right thing by the right people. So it's not, again, always about the awards or who's, you know, patting you on the back. It's about being a community.
Right. Exactly.
And some people we don't let – some people we don't let in the community, but we try to let most people in.
Yeah. Well, there's some people that don't need to be in. I mean, you know, that's
right.
Just the fact of the matter is, you know, some people just don't need to be in. And, you know, that's just, unfortunately, that's just the way it's got to be. You know, and that's what keeps events prestigious is, sometimes there's people that do things and need to be looked at, and there's sometimes there's people that do things and they don't need to be looked at. So, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, in the world generally, you know, I mean, not just the martial arts world, but just in general, you know.
Yeah. I agree.
I know that every time I've been up there, it's been chilly though, so people need to know that they probably need to bring a jacket. Because, you know, not inside, but outside, man. We always walk down the boardwalk a little ways, but, man, it's cold up there, but it's fun, you know. It's okay, but that air cuts through.
Oh, yeah. One thing I'd like to say to the listening audience is we're in the Tropicana Hotel Atlantic City, which is the largest casino that is 5 city blocks now. They just added another block on. And there's over 30 restaurants, nightclubs, bars, movie theaters, convenience stores. This hotel has everything you can name. And I try to say, if you can't find enough to do, all I'll say is to the gentlemen that are coming to the event, bring some rolls of quarters for your wife, so at least she can go gamble and you can have fun in the martial art room. So it's a great location. Great location.
Well, I went down because, you know, I'm not much of a gambler, so I try to hold on to my money. But we went down and we spent like $1, and we won $3, and we called it even, and we just left. Because, you know, I mean, I was just coming out ahead. You know, you don't – that's how they get you. They give you that little taste. You win that $3, then you get – so you got to – you know, you get it, you got to get your winnings and get out, you know.
And get out.
Yeah. That's what I do. But it's still fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's the excitement about being in a casino. It's not sleazy at all. It's one of the nicest casinos you can go into. And I just tell people, when you come down, there's everything there.
Yeah, it's it's super, super nice. That's for sure. It's super nice. And like I say, the environment's super nice. You know, everything about the event, super nice. Everything's very upscale. You know, it's a good place. It's, you know, it's a good event. I like to go because I get to see a lot of my friends that are up there that I don't get to see all the time. So, you know, it's a good time to just get to come in and, you know, get to see people that you don't get to see all year long because you may be, you know, everyone's doing things and doing different stuff. So you don't get to see people. So that, you know, it's a good time to catch up also at the event, you know.
Recently, I just give the audience a little something to think about. We had one of our you and I both had a big show with him about 6 months ago, Mr. Ducks, and he was bad mouthing the Hall of Fame, but it's actually after his failed because he couldn't even get one going. And the first time I ever saw Cynthia Rothrock come online and kind of chewed his ear off because she says, "You don't realize what this is all about. If you think about it, it's making just money, so you're mistaken. It's about building that community that people will have a good time, understand each other's wants and needs, and be able to have, you know, everyone together in one room. You know, listen, I enjoy going to events that I'm going to see my friends at and meet new friends and hang out with new people, see how the world is different in other countries. I mean, I've been speaking to some guys from other countries, and I'm so anxious. I got a couple guys from Sierra Leone, Africa coming in, some amazing countries that I'll never get to, but if I can meet some people from it, I think, you know, I'm a little better for it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that's true, you know. If a lot of people, you know, people don't understand, you know, what it's about, like you say, going in and you know, seeing people that you hadn't seen in a while and things like that, too. It's not just about, you know, going and receiving awards. Receiving the rewards is nice, but, you know, also being able to go in and just, you know, visit with people that you haven't seen in a while. You know, that's the main thing. In a good, positive environment, you know.
Yeah.
That's the good thing. You have a lot of things going on. The Guardian Angels always come in, and you know they have their group there, and they do things. And I mean, it's just a lot of different things that you know that go on over the weekend. You know, that a lot of people's not aware of. You know,
we have the junior group of Guardian Angels coming this year. That I was able to work out something special for them, and they're coming in with about 20 youths come this year. And again, that's important too. You know, I'd like to have young groups coming. I have another group coming in from another, like a Boy Scout group coming in and stuff like that. And you know, listen, the real truth of the matter, nobody's in my room that comes with an ego. Everyone in my room comes in on even playing.
Right.
There's only one person different in this room, and that's me, because I'm there to serve you for the weekend. I said that people don't take advantage of that, but I'm there to serve you as the host. And, you know, I like to have good, clean people there. And, you know, there's a lot of people that we don't want there that are false rank, false titles, falses. I mean, you can't vet everybody, but you want to know the truth? We're pretty proud that we're able to have the right people in that room at the same time. I mean, there are people that we don't want in that room because of that that ego or that terrible word.
Well, the ego is rampant, and the Wolverine has weighed in on the ego many, many times. You know, there's several egomaniacs out there, and that's one reason I don't just, you know, I don't just talk about being a martial artist and stuff like that. I'm out there every weekend competing, and that's representing Joe Louis, representing Grandmaster Joe Louis, and representing Professor Gary Lee and Sensei Dua Yearwood. So, you know, I try to make sure I travel worldwide and do that. That way, you know, nobody can come back and say anything because we're out there getting it done you know, doing what needs to be done. And you know, people have something against me, they just show up at the competition because I'll be there, and then,
that's
you
right.
know, we can settle it. And then that way, that's the way it's done, you know. So, you know, that's why I try to get out there and you know, to continue to do that and to give back and show my appreciation to my instructors for what they've done for me. You know, and that's a big deal, and that means a lot.
And you still teach, and you still propagate what your art is. And I mean, I think at some point,
yeah.
I'm teaching over 35 years, and I still have a school, and I still teach, and I still there 3 nights a week. And I said, you know, people say to me, my wife, why are you doing that? Why don't you relax and not do it anymore? I said, because it's in my DNA. How am I going to stop teaching and giving to people? It's just part of you. You couldn't. I remember once I took off for a couple of years, and I was the most miserable SOB in the world. And then I finally said, you know something, I got to get back into it. And I did, and I never stopped since. So
I couldn't even imagine that, really, now that you mention that. You know, that'd be weird.
You imagine you woke up one morning and martial arts was taken out of your life. The years that you've been in and I've been in there, it's like, what are you talking about? You know?
Yeah.
And
some
people don't take it serious. We do.
Yeah, that wouldn't. Yeah, well, that's true. Some people, you know, some people, unfortunately, are in martial arts because of the ego. They think it makes them appear tough. I think some people think it makes them appear magical, like a unicorn, because that's about as aggressive or that's about as skilled as they are at fighting. But, you know, some people just want the prestige. You know, I even heard one guy say he wanted as many certificates as he has on his wall as he could get, whether they're legitimate or not, just because it makes him look more legit. Now, if you're saying I need certificates to make me look legitimate, then there's a problem. When I got in trouble one time, I was being interviewed on a TV sports channel, and, you know, my words were, I don't care if you have a certificate as big as a tractor and trailer hanging on your wall. If you cannot demonstrate solid martial arts technique, I don't care what your certificate says. To me, you're not real. And, I had so many people just complaining. And I'm like, you know what? I bet every one of those people that were complaining were people that had a certificate but had nothing that they could show to back the certificate up.
I call that the me wall.
Okay? Yeah.
And all they care about is me. I mean, there's one little controversy going on now, and we have a new page on Facebook called Wisdom Warriors Bloodlines Sandersville. And if you go online, we have a gentleman there who's just been bullcrapping the whole martial art industry for years. And about, no exaggeration, about 30, 35 people have interacted with this gentleman. And they recently, over the last couple of years, proved this guy's not even a yellow belt. But he walks around calling himself Hanshi, Shihan, Grandmaster. And the guy has nothing. And guess what? It's not proven. The guy has nothing. And we already proved that this guy's full of it. So if you get a chance, go to that page and take a look at it. You know, Warriors, Sandersville, or it's called Bloodlines.
I know a lot of people like that. Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you know some.
But
you're right. But there are some people that are above and beyond even the knuckleheads. You
got
to give them another name, because here's the point.
Right.
How do you go off and try to be a public figure? It's one thing if a little guy has his little school in the middle of nowhere and he's the icon of his block, we'll say.
Right.
But
yeah.
There's other guys that try to do it that try to be the icons of the world, and then they have nothing to back it. Let alone let alone paperwork or signatures or lineage. Now I can give you my lineage, I can go back to the guys I trained with 40 years ago. All right? They're still alive, still around. But the best part, I guess, still got my sifu. I'm still with my sifu to this day. But these guys, very nice gentlemen. I'll mention his name because he's a sweetheart, Grandmaster Green out of California. This one gentleman we have this page on told everyone that this guy was his mentor, was his teacher, so on and so forth. And this guy came forward. He goes, I met the guy twice at a dinner. He goes, I never worked out with the guy. And unfortunately, think about what I'm saying here. The internet
right.
is the worst enemy for these type of people.
Right.
Because they can't hide from the internet. But anyway,
well, yeah, that's what I like about, you know, what my instructor, Professor Gary Lee, does is because, you know, I mean, he is the keeper of the flame and he keeps up with everything and everybody. Mm-hmm. So anybody says anything about me, then I just turn that over to Professor Gary Lee and let them handle it. But the good thing is, you know, most of the people in the martial arts world know who the Wolverine is because I've been competing so long, and you can't fake being a martial artist when you compete and you win consistently all over the world, you know. So, you know, that's a lot of people ask me, well, why do you compete? And that's one reason why that I do compete is it's not just to win stuff, but it's just to show people, you know, what I was taught, you know, what was given to me, you know, and it's just like, you know, we were filming this movie, and one of the gentlemen, you know who he is, Rob Buckland, you know, he's in the movie with me. I'm doing some combinations and stuff, and he just busts out laughing, and he was like, you look just like Grandmaster Lewis. Like, I mean, you're not even trying over there. And I'm over here laughing hysterically, like, man, you think you're the only one, and you see somebody do it, you're like, man. He said that was just crazy, you know. And, you know, him and I both, we both do, you know, we both are big into, you know, don't imitate, innovate. And, you know, that's what we do. You know, so it was a good time. But that's what you want to do in the martial arts world is be able to continue to do that and share your lineage and have that. And, you know, that's why, you know, the things like Professor Gary Lee and yourself putting on these things, that, you know, it kind of helps you get to do that. And I've got to meet a lot of people that I've, you know, didn't know, even that trained with Grandmaster Lewis, you know, at events such as yours and Professor Gary Lee, just because, you know, the world's big and, you know, it's hard to see everybody. You know, so, you know, you get a chance to see that and do that. And, you know, my thing is that I hope that I represent my instructors to the best of, you know, my abilities and you know, bring them honor and respect always. And that's what I try to do. I mean, I was up at Christine Bannon Rodriguez's tournament. They have an amazing tournament, you know, up in Warwick, New York. And, you know, it was awesome to me to get to go in, and there's Michael DePasquale Jr. and Chuck Zeta, and they're like, hey! So it was like a reunion right there, and people look like, what?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's just a good time just, you know, being able to see those people and have them there, and then, you know, be able to see them at an event such as yours where it can be a little more chilled out and relaxed because I don't have to compete that day or things like that.
Right.
You know, it makes for a fun time just to be able to sit down and talk to people, you know, that you appreciate and that you haven't got to see in a while, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, that's why we do a Friday night party that's talk of the town out there now. We get 500, 600, 700, 800 people at it. And we do it. And originally that party came from a suggestion from Michael Jai White. And he said to me, Alan, at the dinner, I can't speak to people. At the trade show, everyone's buying pictures and coming up to me to, you know, take their photos. He goes, you have something else we can do maybe that I can actually talk and dance and have a good time. So I put this party together, and I never realized it was going to be such a big focal point. I mean, we've had dance contests there. We've had the crazy hot contest. We got a great DJ.
Right.
We had the big hat contest.
Yeah.
We have guys that come in and play. We had Kevin Cohen last year. We have another guy, Rob, this year, Santa. He's playing the guitar and doing a little act there. We got an Elvis impersonator. So, you know, we build things that people don't know until they come. And once people come, they 99% of the time want to come back every year. And listen, sometimes you can't. Our doors are open for whoever can. And we just try to tell people, hey, you want to have a good time? You want to see people that you never saw before, like Benny the Jets walking around, Jeff Smith, you know, Bill Wallace, Don the Dragon. I mean, you know, we got great people walking around there And they might never meet these people until they come to an event like mine. Will we have, again, 30, 40 of them? I mean, all these people have become friends with me. We got Dan Severn coming in. We're talking again right now to Bass Rutten's coming in. So we got great, great people from all walks of different combat art, you know? And I got guys that I literally have to be honest with you, that I figure they come 1 year and they don't want to. I got guys calling me, yo, dude, man, I'm coming back next year. And I look at them and go, okay, no problem. So our celebrity list grows bigger and bigger every year. And we're happy about it, really. So.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Dan Severn's in the movie. He's my arch rival in the movie. Yeah.
Oh, good. Dan's a wonderful guy. Dan's a great guy.
Yeah, him and Ernest the Cat Miller. There.
Okay. Also, a great guy also. Ernest is a great guy. He's been to our show quite a few times. He might even be there this year. I haven't spoke to him
yet. Yeah, Ernest, he's on the competition circuit with me and stuff like that.
Right.
So we see each other quite a bit. So, we've been friends for a long, long time, you know. It's great because we got a great chemistry and all that stuff. So yeah, we're gonna have a great time. And like I say, yeah, they're always there. You know, I'd see Dan in competition, and I've helped Dan with his seminars there. He'll be doing his Greco seminar, and I go in and you know I'm his Yuki because you know I know what he's going to do. So it kind of helps to demonstrate what the other people are looking for because some of them have no clue. What it's going to be like. So, you know, it kind of helps, for that, you know. But like I say, it's always a great, great time being there. And, you know, like I say, I look forward to it. When I get to come, some years I've not been able to come due to competition or something like that. That's usually the only time I don't come is if it's got something to do with competition. I think this year the AK Grands is at the same time as your banquet. I'm thinking I got to double check that. And I've got, I won 4 world titles in NASCAR this year. I'll be picking up my world titles. And then that's the first competition of the season. And I always like to compete in that just in case I want to, go ahead and do the other year. I got a lot of stuff coming up this year. But still keeping my eye on competing. I don't want to let people off, too easy. I know my competition. I feel like they'd be upset if I didn't compete. So I want to give them a chance, And it's not about giving them a chance. It's just about getting to get out there actually and just to get to be with them and compete, win or lose. It just helps you with your skill set. That's why I enjoy it. A lot of people get real upset, but I try to, I just want to go out there and just continue to sharpen my skills. Because you really can't, when you add in the human factor, that human error of, are you on that day or the judges on that day? I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So, it's a flip of the coin. So you just got to go out there and do your best every day. And that's what it's all about. And that's what I want to do is mainly go out and win the crowd, just have people go, hey, look, that guy done great today, man. That dude was awesome. That to me, that's better than winning. I've had people come up at competitions and tell me, hey, you're my favorite to watch, and that means more than winning, But as always, we like to try to make sure we're out at your event, because it's such an awesome, awesome, amazing event. And, you get to do such awesome things and you get to see some amazing people, not just amazing people that you bring in, but you yourself and as well as other people, it's just an awesome, awesome, amazing time there. That's for sure.
We have some characters that come to our event. One of the staple guys that we bring in every year now. I mean, and not that we bring in, he wants to come every year. We have Bob Backlund from WWE days, WWF, I should say.
Yeah.
And he's like a staple. And we bring more and more guys like that in every year. And people like to meet new people. And these guys are just, full of what we're doing. They want to be part of it. Ray Mercer is another one, boxing champion. Loves what we do.
Right.
Loves to be there. So, again, to the listening audience, if you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook under Alan Goldberg. My name, you can call me, 718-856-8070, not to push in the commercial, but I figured people would like to know Pop's week.
Oh, no, no. Before we end it, I was definitely going to say, that was my next thing, is before we wrap it up here, give the people an avenue to get in touch with you so that they can get tickets to the Mega Weekend and get information or become a part of it. So, yeah, by all means, run that by everybody one more time before
sure.
we wrap it up, just so they know exactly how to get in touch with you.
You can get a hold of me on Facebook under Alan Goldberg. You'll see my picture there. It's me. Just hit me up on a private message. Or you can call me at 718-856-8070. And one way or another, get to me. We'll get back to you within 24 hours and let you know what's going on. Again, the whole weekend, if you're coming down for the 3 days to the expos, only $45. And that gives you everything, the party, the seminars, the trade show, just good camaraderie for such a little amount of money that we want everyone to enjoy.
No, you can't beat that. I mean, that's less than going out to dinner, really. So that's a great price. And you're around martial arts legends and actors and all kinds of things. And you're getting to be a part of something that is not just when you – it's hard for people say the problem with using words like mega is people don't really get the gist of mega actually does mean mega in this case. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that when Mr. Goldberg's saying mega weekend, meaning big, it is super big and so much stuff to do. You can't go wrong going there. You'll be around the best people that you could possibly be around. And, Mr. Goldberg, I just want to thank you again for coming on our show and being part of our show. You're an amazing guy, upstanding guy, and, I'm glad that I know you. I'm glad to call you my friend, and we really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, it's an honor to be on, Gary, Jesse, you, yourself, and everyone. I just wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and health for everybody. Most important
you
thing.
Too, sir. You too, sir, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right, God bless, buddy. God bless you.
God bless you too, sir. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Sifu Alan Goldberg, the super promoter that runs the Action Hall of Honors. And it is going to be an awesome event. Be sure and go on Facebook and look that up or just Google it. You can Google it. If you have any questions, just Google it. Get in touch with Mr. Goldberg. You will not be disappointed, I promise you that. And the Wolverine always says what he means what he says, and says what needs to be said, and that's what needed to be said, and all of the above. So until next time, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for letting us come into your homes tonight. Just keep praying for the professor, pray for each other, and just pray for the world, and keep it going that way, because that's what God would want. Remember, until next time, stay strong, keep your kicks up. God bless America. Love you. Puss.